Welcome back to Juneau Afternoon. Andy Klein with you. The Parks and Rec Department at the City and Borough of Juneau has a huge basket of programs. Seems like they're always on the go doing something, especially in the summer. And joining us now to bring us up to date on some of their busiest months of the year is George Schaff, who's the director there. So, George, thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing? How are you doing, man?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Andy. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Good to see you. And so tell us, July must be one of your busiest months with all the different activities going on, sports, all the hiking, cabins, everything. Tell me a little bit about what's going on in July for you guys.
It really is. Yeah, this is our busy time of year for sure. But I am going to just mention that our winter shelter reservations are going to open on June 27th. So it's never too early to start planning for the shelter, for the wintertime shelter reservations.
So winter solstice and New Year's and the holidays and all that stuff, those are going to be the ones that people rep it. Is it the deal where you turn it on at midnight?
And you go? 8 o'clock in the morning on June 27th.
So. Okay.
Yeah, you want that Sandy Beach shelter, you know where to be.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's cool. Yeah, yeah. Since we're talking about the shelters, I mean, there's been such an amazing growth in that area for CBJ. What all shelters and cabins and everything are there now under the CBJ umbrella?
Well, you're putting me on the spot. Yeah, I don't know if I'll hit them all, but we got a lot. So, you know, of course, we got the two shelters at Sandy Beach and Savico Park. And just recently, through partnerships with the Treadwell Historical Society, they restored the Treadwell office building, which is now available for reservation as well in the Treadwell Mine Historic Park. Moving out into, Twin Lakes, we've got a shelter out there. The Rotary Clubs of Juneau helped us out by building a beautiful new shelter at Riverside Rotary Park just this last year. And then we also have a new shelter courtesy of the Rotary Clubs out at the Auk Lake Wayside. So, we have lots of opportunities for folks to come out. And some of them are free, and some of them are first come, first serve, and some you can reserve throughout the year now.
Yeah, well, it's amazing that all that's going on. So, okay, great. So let's get back to July and what's happening here in July.
All right, so we got a lot going on. Walk Southeast is this summer-long activity that we're doing here in partnership with Alaska Airlines and in competition with communities all over Southeast Alaska. So folks who registered to Walk Southeast 2022, we have about 650 people in Juneau who are out hiking trails, tracking their miles. And if they walk at least 150 miles and submit their tracker by the deadline, they'll be entered to win two tickets with Alaska Airlines. So we're really excited about that. We're hoping Juneau puts in a good show in competition with some of our neighbors like Ketchikan and Wrangell. Some of the other things we have going on right now is we do have Turf for Tots going on out at the Diamond Park Fieldhouse. Might be hard, but if you need a break from the sunshine next week, you can always join us at the Diamond Park Fieldhouse from 9 o'clock in the morning to 1 in the afternoon. And, of course, the track is open there as well. We got the 4th of July coming up, so we are really excited. We have a great suite of vendors coming up for the 4th of July there in Savico Park, so it'll be lots of options for activities and food. We're really looking forward to a real big 4th of July celebration down there. One of the other things we're really excited about is July is National Parks and Recreation Month. So all month long, we're going to be having a bunch of activities and surprises and giveaways in parks all around Juneau. And if you follow us on Facebook, that's the best way to find out about all those activities, as well as all the things that we do throughout the year, like movies in the park. So come check out Juneau Parks and Recreation on Facebook, and you'll maybe find something really exciting and fun in the park in the month of July.
Cool. What's going on are there sports starting up too, like youth sports and things like that happening?
Yeah, you know, one of the things we saw this year as you know, we're coming kind of on the other side of the pandemic is there's a lot of pent-up demand for youth sports. So we heard loud and clear folks want a lot of soccer. So we've got over 400 kids enrolled in youth soccer for the next 8 weeks.
Wow, that's unbelievable. 400 kids in Juneau playing soccer. That's awesome.
It really is. Yeah. And we're thrilled. So, but to that end, we still need some volunteer soccer coaches, especially out in the Mendenhall Valley. So if you are interested in helping us coach some of these kids in soccer, give us a call at 586-2635, and we'd love to talk with you.
Yeah, great. And that's what age groups are involved with youth soccer?
I don't know off the top of my head, but it's mainly our elementary school age
elementary
kids.
School age kids for the most part. Okay, yeah, that's when I did it at my hometown. Yep. And then, you know, the other thing that I saw in some notes for the interview we're going to talk about today is and it's interesting to me, is that there's, you know, we all hear about the 1% sales tax and some of the ways that that's going to be allocated. But there's actually ways that people can submit projects. Is that right? For consideration for use of that tax?
There was, yeah. So there was an opportunity for the public and the community to submit proposals. I think that wrapped up a couple of weeks ago. And so, you know, got some really wonderful suggestions across a whole spectrum of interests throughout the community. And, you know, for Parks and Recreation, the 1% sales tax is something that we've always relied on to really, you know, take care of what we have, take care of our parks, and get ahead of some maintenance projects over the years. So the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee earlier this month in June looked at some proposals that we had, and we submitted a list of 10 projects that we are suggesting be considered for that 1% sales tax for the next 5 years.
Can you give me a couple of ideas or some of the different projects that might be under consideration?
For sure. So the biggest one for us is just kind of general deferred maintenance. That's you know, funding we use to fix playgrounds and fix fences and kind of take care of the stuff that we can't afford to pay for year to year in our operating budget. But some of the big things are more public use cabins. You know, we are so excited and just thrilled with the Amalga cabin at Amalga Meadows Natural Area Park. That cabin has been booked every single night that it has been available since it opened.
It is gorgeous. I mean, that cabin really is awesome. Yeah.
And it's yours, you know?
Yeah, right. I haven't been in it, but, you know, I've seen you in it. But no, but I mean, it is. It's so cool. I mean, every time I go by there, I've hiked by there a number of times, and someone's always on the porch. And it sort of doesn't matter what weather is, because it's beautiful to look out on that no matter what the weather is. Of course, if it's a beautiful sunny day, it's amazing. But yeah, what a great resource that is. That cabin is just awesome.
It is. It's great. And you know, what we hear from the public is that they want more cabins like that. So, you know, the Forest Service, Alaska State Parks, and now CBJ, we all kind of fill a certain niche in the community when it comes to these public use cabins. We've had really great success with the Malaga cabin, and so we want to continue that. For us, it's a win because, you know, the cabins are affordable, but they also pay for themselves and then some, which has been great. And then we really feel like the access, you know, the one of the great things about the Malaga cabin is that you can get to it in about a 12-minute walk from your car, just far enough away that you feel like you're out in the woods, but you can also get back if you need to.
Yeah, I was commenting on that about the fact that it is such a great resource for folks that, you know, a 5 mile hike into Peterson Creek or something, you know, might be intimidating. Whereas it's in the wilderness. You're out there. You're in a beautiful, unique spot right by the salt chuck there and the saltwater falls that happen and all that amazing area. But yet it is very accessible, very accessible.
Yeah, so we're really excited to do more cabins like that. So that's one of the things we're prioritizing in the list of projects for that 1% sales tax. And then we've got other projects in there too, you know, such as working on the Pipeline Skate Park and Renninger Park. That's one of the areas of Juneau that really doesn't have great access to recreational infrastructure. So we're working on a plan for that park right now. And so we look forward to developing that over the next few years as well. And then we're also looking to do a lot of trail work in partnership with Trail Mix. So, of course, Perseverance Trail suffered a lot of damage last year. There's that big landslide you can see at the trailhead. And then we also lost a number of bridges further up the valley from avalanches. And so we're looking to try to get ahead and get some of that put back together again in the next couple of years.
Who ends up doing that? Is that something where you partner with an organization like Trail Mix, or is that something where CBJ people are out doing it? How does that kind of work?
We really work together. You know, it really is a partnership. So we rely on Trail Mix to do most of the trail maintenance on the city's trails. Our staff, our park rangers and our park maintenance staff will help out with some of the bigger projects when there's heavy equipment required. Something like Perseverance, it's kind of like all hands on deck. So we're really fortunate Trail Mix has the crew up on Perseverance all summer this year, trying to do as much as they can get done. We just know it's going to take more work in the future.
Yeah, right. So it's just, well, I mean, it's just a consistent thing. And a lot of times Mother Nature decides she's going to take out a bridge or two, and then we just have to adjust. But obviously a resource like Perseverance Trail is something that so many people use and rely on for recreation. That's just something that needs to always be considered, those kinds of maintenance projects.
Yeah.
And then we've got all this great weather coming up, but are there certain considerations that folks at Parks and Rec think about, maybe on the side of, well, it's great and everyone's going to be recreating, but that also can create certain issues?
For sure. You know, we do have this amazing stretch of weather coming up, and the Capital City Fire Rescue is already letting folks know to please be careful with fire, especially if you're out on the beaches or in our parks. You know, keep those fires small and manageable, especially if the winds pick up. And please listen to what the city is going to put out on Facebook and whatnot in case that there are burn bans or fire restrictions coming in. You know, fires can get out of hand really quick. It doesn't seem possible in a rainforest, but, you know, we have had some pretty significant fires in places like Savico Park and out the road as well. So, you know, please have fun this weekend and next week, and please do be careful with fire.
We do get spoiled. We just think of we just think that, you know, it is a rainforest, and obviously in normal times there's just so much moisture in the air and moisture on vegetation. But it is true, boy, it is going to dry us out. This coming this coming heat wave is going to definitely dry us out. Well, George, anything else you want to let people know about that's happening with Parks and Recreation Department?
Well, I'll tell you what, we are the Department of Fun, and we have a lot of jobs available right now. So go visit juno.org and see if you can find a new job opportunity for yourself at the pools, at Treadwell Ice Arena, Zach Gordon Youth Center. We have a lot of positions open right now, and we're really fun to work for. The boss is okay.
Now, so, and those are mostly kind of seasonal work, or is there also more permanent stuff that you guys are looking to fill roles on?
It's a mix. We've got full-time year-round jobs with Zach Gordon Youth Center and the Spruce Root House. We also have the seasonal jobs at Treadwell Arena throughout the wintertime. And we have lots of positions open. Lifeguards, we'll take any lifeguards, any aquatic attendants, folks working at our pools, anytime we can get them.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, George, thanks so much for coming on, letting us know what's happening as in Parks and Recreation as we head into, the peak busy time of the year for you folks, especially when talk about 400 kids running around on soccer fields. I love that idea. It sounds great.
Yeah.
George, thanks so much, man. Appreciate talking to you.
Thanks, Andy.